All right, Cole. What are you doing this time?
Gary, if you'll look here, I have a small device with a button on it.
Oh, like the button.
Yeah.
That's, or the box.
Yeah, it's the button. It's like one of those things that you buy from Staples. It's the easy button.
Oh, sure. Yeah, like it's a desk toy.
And then, you know, like Linda from accounting got one, then everybody had to have one. But it does more than that. It is a randomization machine.
I'm only stressed on days that end with Y.
Oh, it meets me.
You want it when?
Yeah. Now. I want it now. I want it when you said you'd give it to me.
When?
Yeah.
You want it when?
Oh.
It's a knee slapper. Okay, what's this button? It's a randomization device. Let's
Digbert.
Should I press it or do you want to press it?
I'm gonna press it, but we don't know how long it's going to take.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna press this. And all right. So we just have to wait for it to.
Okay. Yeah, this seems like a good good randomization.
I know, right?
It's hard to get an instant random number.
I know, right? You have to. It's so hard.
And this is not possible with a computer.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
TikTok time. Okay, eventually. Oh, whoa. Okay, no, I thought it was going to do something, but it didn't. It's just kind of rotating slowly. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Let me look at the screen. No. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. It's okay. I've got a B here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I've got a B here too. It doesn't mean I have to be happy about it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So the rest of it's filling out. Bubsy 3D.
Bubsy 3D, do you? Well, grab hold of one of those atoms.
Blah.
It's my favorite part. Blah.
I'm in a video game.
I'm the worst person that ever lived.
The boost up bro should have told you.
Like,
wow, I wish I was the Animaniacs, but I can't be that.
No cat, no kids are going to cry when this cat dies. In a garbage can.
Put me in the garbage. It's where I belong. Oh shit!
He rolls a toilet. Wee. In 3D.
Did you say all the world's a toilet?
I said my funeral is a toilet.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Like all the world's a toilet for me. I'm Bubsy 3D. It's a gigantic pile of cat shit.
God damn.
Yeah.
Fucking Bubsy back for more.
Yeah.
He didn't finish the job before.
Yeah, and he's not nearly as sexy this time.
No.
Like last time he had that like come finger me stare that like from, you know, where he's kind of like looking over his shoulder like, you know, do you like what you see?
Yeah. Get him purring like a kitten.
But now, like, my loaf didn't rise at all.
No.
Like during the entire thing.
I know, right? He was trying. Like, you know. It's the first time I hear Bubsy speak.
Yeah, and I was expecting it to be like a sultry, like a Sigourney Weaver meets Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Kind of like, you know, a little bit tough, but a little bit soft.
You know? Yeah, just get a little Kathleen Turner in there. Just like,
yeah, a little Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
You know, just like a little Tom Waits. Just like all of the gravelly voice ladies of cinema.
Yep.
Voice ladies of cinema. Like Dr. Girlfriend in there, but instead it's really annoying.
I know I should have taken a left turn at Uranus.
No, I assure you, there's just very sensitive membrane left of my anus.
Well, I'm like, I imagine so dream has come true. You're about to get a beige from Bubsy, and Bubsy's finally in 3D. Like this tune has exited Cool World and is about to go down on this Noid. And, you know, Bubsy's like all quiet and being kind of demure, and it's kind of like, all right, you know, Bubsy. And then Bubsy looks up and he's like, I thought that was gonna be a video game. it would be the Bonerous Buster. Like, it'd be the worst.
Brr.
Brr, brr.
kind of sound like a Bill and Ted like riff there for a second.
be excellent to each other, Bubsy.
Bubsy the Bobcat. What's your name?
Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
Bubsy Field. And this is After Suffering, the show where we had to play Bubsy 3D.
Yeah. Why'd you do this to us?
Is this the worst game we've done for the show?
Possibly.
Like, I know I say that a lot. And, like, X-Men for the NES, pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is really rough.
Yeah. Like,
it's like a legend that, like, is true.
Yeah.
It's like we went questing for, like a legendary tragedy. Like, I don't believe the Holocaust happened. And then, like, you just go to the museum and you're like, oh, shit.
How bad?
Sorry, I don't want to compare any bad video game to the Holocaust. I'm sorry.
How bad could the battle at the Somme have been?
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's no such thing as a trail of tears. It's just fun alliteration. And then, like, you go, there's just all kinds of evidence of it being terrible. I'm sorry to compare video games to real world tragedies.
Okay, Gary, you know our policy. The second you offend somebody, we have to offend everybody. Do you have anything about, let's go here, Liberians?
I don't even, every time I've ever checked out a book, they've been very polite.
Okay. that Lisa Lampanelli, like insult comedy school has really paid dividends for you.
Yep. I'm the queen of mean. It is not as bad as a real world tragedy, obviously. It's just bad video game. I'm sorry that I made the jokes.
Right.
But it's really bad.
It's so bad. It's so bad that it's one of the few games that two people have recommended.
Mm.
Yes, the stalwarts Holland Hume and Sam Bear.
Those pair of chuckle fucks.
Yeah. Gary, you realize we asked for this in the Bubsy 2 episode.
Yeah, we're like, well, I was just kind of surprised Bubsy 2 came out before this.
Yeah.
And in a way, I'm glad it did, because can you imagine how much we would have liked Bubsy 2? Just like, this is rad. Look, he wants us to do it.
Is Bubsy like kind of into me now? I'm catching vibes off of Bubsy.
Yeah. He's throwing out pauses. I don't like it within the world of video games. Like, this is about as bad as it gets. And that is an incredibly small world.
Right.
But it is really bad.
It's bad in a non-functional way.
Yeah, a non-functional, non-fun.
Right.
Like, a really, like, an unprofessional, undone.
And even the stuff about it that works, that's intentional, like that works as intended, right? It is such a terrible aesthetic choice.
Yeah. It is hard to think of an uglier game than this.
Yeah,
like this is so ugly in all sense of the word, like mechanically, visually, sound design.
It's aggressively abrasive.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I don't understand what was going on with this. Like, I don't get it. I don't know why this, you know, why this kind of came out.
So I wonder how. Okay, so this is subtitled The Forbidden Planet.
Sure.
I
like cat puns. Like,
yeah, that's the Gary. How many businesses would not be a thing if cat puns were not allowed to be, you know, their name, right?
Exactly. Like all the cat businesses.
Yeah, every single cat business.
Yeah.
Anything that is adjacent to the cat vertical would be just left looking for a name.
Yeah.
No. So like this came out, like, if this wasn't even a launch game on the PS on the PSX, on the PlayStation 1. But like, I wonder how far this set back like 3D games in general.
Well, it's so like it didn't come out so late that there wasn't a template for this.
Right.
You know, like it could be done. And that's what, if you look on Wikipedia and like it's just like, oh, we had a hard time doing a 3D game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I would not have put it out.
Yeah.
As such. Like, yes, that is clear that it was hard to make a 3D game for you.
Is it? Yep. You have demonstrated.
Yep. That's on the page, friend.
Right. It's, you know.
You didn't need to then also publish it.
Right. Like, it is the classic, we spent so much time asking if we could that we never asked if we should. Like, you weren't I guess maybe they were contractually obligated. I don't know. But
they probably were, mm-hmm. but like, it's still, I don't know. Like, I would be so embarrassed. Like, it's so rare when I think of like, cause you know, we play a lot of bad games for the show. I think a lot of them people think are actually kind of good games when they make them. Mm-hmm. Some people are just kind of like a paycheck. And this is one of the things where I think I probably would be a little embarrassed to have my name on it. Mm-hmm. Like, even if I did something like fairly innocuous as like the music, like right now, like I would love to do music for stuff. And someone was like, okay, we're doing this game. It's a reboot of Bubsy. Doing it in 3D. Do you want to do the music? I'd be like, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. And then like I did the music and it turned out like this. I would feel like really embarrassed to have this out there. You know, like it's really, really like it's just gross.
The credits for this game are crazy. Like,
yeah.
How did Alan Smithy do everything?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, it's like he's a prolific, multi-talented guy.
He's multi-something. Bubsy. This has like the longest, most boring CG cutscene. Mm-hmm. Like it was directed, like it's like by like Brian Michael Bendis. Like it's there's no or like Kevin Smith. There's no visual flair. It's just like cutting back and forth between two things talking. Mm-hmm. Like there's no reason for it to not be text, mm-hmm. other than just to throw off these like terrible 3D models of these aliens.
Yeah, it's like it's a press conference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With all the exciting, action of a press conference.
You know what? These look like these aliens look like 3D versions of the Space Mutants from Bart versus the Space Mutants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like those little blob kind of guys.
Yeah. But in 3D, so they look like trash.
Yes.
And then when you actually get into the game, like it looks like a glitch. Mm-hmm. Like it looks like the textures have failed to load for the entire game. Like everything looks like, you know, like when you accidentally clip through the wall and like mm-hmm. siphon filter and everything you see through the wall, it just looks like a big flat gray expanse.
Gary, it's funny that you mentioned siphon filter.
Yeah.
Because Eidetic would eventually become Bend Studio, which would become the developer for siphon filter, all of them. All siphon filters.
Is this in the siphon filter engine?
Yeah, maybe. Gary. I'm sure that some like that there exists some kind of Bubsy related like Easter egg in a siphon filter game.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe even if it's like half winking, because I don't remember the siphon filter games being that bad.
Right.
Like I remember I played the first two, I think, and I remember kind of liking them. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you could go back to them, but like when at the time I was like, this is fine. I remember there being like a mission where like there was a hostage situation and there were two guards patrolling back and forth and you had to shoot them when they were lined up. So your bullet shot through both their heads at once. And even as like a teen, I was like, that's pretty dumb.
Yeah.
But I was fine with it.
Yeah.
You know, like I was like, I remember having fun playing those games.
Yeah.
And at the very least, like they're competent and they work in their games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like also the final boss of Siphon Filter 2, you beat by getting him to walk into the tailblade of a helicopter.
That's pretty rad.
I know, right? Because he's in like head to toe bulletproof armor. Additionally, Siphon Filter 2 also had the taser, which would set people on fire.
Oh, sure, that was great, and it also had unlimited range, mm-hmm. like which was fantastic. You could like tase people that were sniping you
from across a rail yard.
That's a good game. Like I take you know, and I can't believe that the same people were involved in making this. That's crazy. Like this is like nothing works in this game. Like everything that Bubsy tells you to do is not like he gives you this enthusiastic voice. Like he's like, now it's my favorite part, throwing these atoms. It's like, no, that's really unfun and hard to use. And then also it's really easy to accidentally collect these coins that I want to use as weapons. Mm-hmm. And if you hold them for too long, they just hurt you. Mm-hmm. And anytime you get hurt, the camera violently swings to the front of you.
Uh-huh.
And you get those little shields around you that look like the armor spell from the SNES Shadowrun game.
Yeah.
It's very unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you do is unpleasant. And his like saccharine excitement in teaching you to do it or telling you to do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't help.
So I guess I'll stick to the gameplay before I get to my thematic problems with this.
Okay.
because that runs deep, actually. Like I was playing this getting actively pissed off. But no, like even worse than that, before you even like get to one of those atoms, in order to get to that like navigation, it's tank controls.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah. And it's obviously laying these atoms out in like lines. It's intending to kind of make it easy for you to just run and get a whole bunch of them and then, you know, jump. However, it's so easy to get off of true that it ends up being, okay, I'm going to like step back a little bit so I can get back in line. Like, it's just it's the slowest, least responsive, you know, 3D control I think I've seen. Like, Resident Evil would probably play better than this.
Yeah, if you just plopped like Chris or Jill in this world, they would definitely play better. Like, you're constantly doing like 6-point turnabouts.
Yep.
Like, to get to things. Like, you're like the car in Austin Powers. Yep. Yeah, like all the time, though.
Yeah. And like, if we're, you know, we're talking about the aesthetics, like that flat shaded look, I actually like that. Like, in, like,
I,
like
I would
in
like
games.
It if it was one color.
Uh huh.
Like the fact that everything is like checkerboard.
Oh, yeah.
Or
the
like
checkerboard is horrible.
Like, it looks like a fucking Tim Burton's haunted masturbation shack. Like, all the time. Like, that's the part that bothers me. Like, if it was, I like big flat colors. I love big flat colors. Like, but it doesn't look, it doesn't work here.
Yeah.
And then just like super jaggy, like, crazy, you know, low poly count, everything.
And the terrain just being, you know, lots of trapezoidal plateaus and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. So let's get to the aesthetics, because I kind of like blew my wad with that joke earlier when I was doing the Bubsy voice, but this desperately wants to be Animaniacs, right?
Yeah.
Like super self-aware, super, you know, like as irreverent as it feels like it can get away with being a kid's game, like really referential, but just something about it feels incredibly soulless and like cheapens that entire endeavor.
Well, Animaniacs wouldn't be good if it was just referential and was like a garbage show. Uh-huh. Like, it was like the Brothers Grunt were constantly talking about how they were in a cartoon. Uh-huh. It wouldn't make the Brothers Grunt very good.
Right.
You know, it would be still shitty. It'd just be also self-referential. Like, mm-hmm. The Animaniacs works because it is like, and the Animaniacs isn't good because they're self-aware. Like, that's a neat thing, mm-hmm. but it's also like a good looking show that has funny jokes.
Yep.
You know, that work on multiple levels. Like, there are no jokes in this game. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea, like, it's like everybody involved, like Bubsy is supposed to think it's very novel that he's playing a game. Mm-hmm. The creators of the game think it is novel that they're making a game as well. like they are just like, you know, like, look at these nice game designers. They did, like, when Bubsy is sarcastically patting the game designers on the back for putting in an arrow, you know that the game designers actually felt a little bit of pride that they figured that out.
Oh.
You know, like they're just like, let's under, like, it's kind of a joke, but also let's kind of underline that we did this thing.
We did it, guys.
Yeah, like, there's a real sense of, like, we did it to some of this stuff. Like, mm-hmm. it comes with, like, probably, like, overcoming these problems, like, which I get, you mm-hmm. know, like, it's probably hard to make a 3D game if you've never done it before, mm-hmm. but, like, it's way too early for high fives, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. I want to compare this. Super Mario 64 came out here in America in 1996, September 26th, right? Mm-hmm. This came out October 31st, 1996, right?
Yep.
We can
dark and dank Halloween.
Truly a black day for us all. Yeah. It's so crazy to see two different studios trying to solve kind of the same problem. Mm-hmm. And to have it stand in such stark relief, like the differing levels of competency, like just decision making between the two of them.
Like, I'm not the biggest Mario 64 fan, mm-hmm. but I have the freedom to dislike that because of like, oh, like, it's just like, I think I like 2D level designs more than I like 3D platforming, mm-hmm. like, not because it doesn't work or because it's ugly or because it's any of those things. Like, yeah. I can next level dislike that, where this is just like Mario 64 to me is like a fish sandwich. And mm-hmm. it's like, it might be a really well-made fish sandwich, but I don't like fish that much. Mm-hmm. This is like somebody asking you to eat like a dumbbell. and it's like, it's a really bad dumbbell. Like, it's like misweighted, like one half is heavier than the other. And it kind of fell in some like rusty mud on the way here. And it's like, I can't even criticize how this tastes because it's a dumbbell.
Yeah. It's not food.
Yeah. This is not food. Mm-hmm. This is like the not food of games. Like, this is for pica sufferers only.
It's like, Gary, you would give this to a pregnant woman?
I would. I can see what kind of hell baby she had.
Yeah. It just as like a way to like chase it out. Like,
yeah, like they say you gotta get up and walk around, eat spicy foods, and play 45 minutes of Bubsy 3D a day.
Yep.
And that makes that baby get the fuck out of there. Yeah.
Just make it such a hostile environment.
Yeah. Yeah, just get like some kind of womb cam. It just shows this game like the tracked mode on loop.
Jesus, can you imagine if you just did this, like alternated this and like Mozart?
Oh boy. Yeah, like some Ludovico technique, like just
And then he could control his tears separately from his body.
Yeah, he can just control his floating copy of Bubsy 3D. Yeah, it's really aesthetically, it's really rough.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the worst games I've ever played. what do you think, and to think about the kind of people who put the most time in this, what do you want to give me like an estimate for the speed run of this?
Oh, God. Like, it has to be something ghastly. Like it honestly has to be something like 2 hours and 30 minutes.
It's only about an hour.
Okay.
But still, think about practicing that. And like, there's no way to get through like a lot of stuff. Like, you just have to do it.
Right.
Like, watching it's kind of impressive. Like, it's not impressive. When I first saw it, I was like, okay, this just looks like a dumb platformer. Mm-hmm. And then once you've played this and you watch the speedrun, like, that guy is a fucking master of these controls because he makes it look like a platformer game.
Oh, yeah?
Like, if you can master this, it almost appears as if it's a game.
Yeah. Like, it's like me trying to pick up and play the bassoon and like, this is a shitty instrument. What the fuck is this? And then somebody picking it up and making music out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. If it wasn't a bassoon, like if it was like a, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like a shit pipe.
Yeah.
Shit. Like, I don't know. It's worth watching though, just to watch somebody like actually make this game look like it controls and plays.
Mm-hmm.
Which it doesn't.
Yeah, but like to have the world record as just being the king of the shittiest kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So this, I think, holds a record. I think no matter which game we've done, it has had a FAQ. Like every game we've done has had a FAQ. This one, despite its infamy, has not attracted somebody to hate FAQ it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I wonder if that's a bounty, like a FAQ bounty out there. For this, like, is there those fact bounties we found out about? That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Whoa, I wasn't aware of all this metadata from like user ratings and stuff. Have you seen this on Game Facts? Like the like difficulty is unforgiving. Like they actually have like length data in here as well.
Where are you finding it? Oh, under the
like the homepage.
Yeah, it the user ratings on the right.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not aware that this was a thing.
Ooh, length 30.4 hours with 16 votes.
Yep.
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh boy, this is like too long. We wouldn't do this game for Watch Out for Fireballs.
No, we wouldn't. It would be a two-parter.
Even if it wasn't bad, yeah, this would be a two-parter for Watch Out for Fireballs. Good fucking night.
Yeah. So, and if you look at the level select, there's a whole grid.
Yeah, that grid is pretty goddamn intimidating. Ugh.
Yeah. So I'm trying to look at the ratings of other action games. This is all nonsense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. There's not that much fun Game Facts stuff either, because it's like, it's got that angry video game nerd.
Yeah. The well is poison, as is the
even
game.
Though, yeah, I mean, and I feel like I said the word shit like too many times in this podcast and I've contributed to that. It's actually like, it didn't make me mad. I don't get mad about video games, but it's just that bad. It's hard not to emphasize for swearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh boy. Can we make a real quick side note about how this did inspire like one of my favorite websites, like 2013?
Oh yeah.
Everyone should definitely go to Bubsy3D.com though. Because somebody, like the copyright on the thing fell out. And this like, I think it's like Digital Kids is the name of the game studio, who created a browser version of Bubsy visiting the James Turtle retrospective or Turtle. Retrospective in 3D.
Yep.
And it's great. It's so good.
Yeah. Just walking around this museum in the Bubsy engine.
Yep. Like a very similar to the Bubsy engine. It's not quite the same, but it's very similar.
Right.
And then just kind of doing some platforming, and then it has a really fun kind of twist ending to it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are tons of cheat codes that you put in that change the way that you are, including one called Ghost Mode that lets you chat with other people who are playing at the same time, which is rad.
Nice.
Like, I feel like that's where drug deals should happen. Like, meet me at Bubsy3D.com, ghost mode, at 8:50 p.m. and we'll talk about the deal.
I kind of feel like you just blew up somebody's spot.
Yeah, that's probably true. I probably just narked.
Yeah.
I didn't mean
there's
to narc.
There's like a whole underground Bitcoin. This is where Silk Road ended up.
Yeah. the polygonal Silk Highway to Hell. That you end up in that. That's so good. That, like, that 2 second loop of Don't Fear the Reaper that just goes forever during that part.
Yeah. Even just the website itself is such a wonderful throwback to pretty much exactly this era as well.
Yeah.
Like the for some reason my favorite touch on this is the URL at the very bottom It's in Comic Sans, and the first W is capitalized, so it's in sentence case. It's like you nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, go check that out. It's like no more than a 20 minute investment on your part. And listen to the Comrade episode about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's 20 minutes if you do everything.
Yeah.
Like, you can get the joke pretty quick if you don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Which you do. But yeah, it's so good. Bubsy's back. Arcane Kids is the name of the people.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, who are also guys who do, let me double check this before I say it. I think they are involved in that I Am 8-Bit thing, which is really cool, which is that art studio in LA that does video game related art stuff. Yeah.
They have a game on their website called Room of 1000 Snakes that I can't not play now.
Yeah. 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 Maybe they're not the people who do that, but this is their website is great.
Yeah.
The email gif at the bottom. Email. Yep. I will end up playing Room of 1000 Snakes as well.
Yeah,
these guys are great.
Yeah.
So anyway, cheers to these guys, and cheers to a Siphon Filter.
Yeah.
Let's get that out of the way. Let's not do guilt by association to them.
Yeah,
those guys.
Like they eventually got their shit together.
Yeah,
man.
But boy, yeah. I'm sorry. Like this wasn't as digressive, but like it's actually hard not to focus on this thing.
Yeah, like I feel like it we would be shirking our duty by not taking these guys to task a little bit. Like there's enough bad about this that we have to talk about it.
Well, it's just not it's not the boring,
right?
You know, it's not the boring kind of bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the just actually bad,
mm-hmm.
and not the so bad it's good bad, like Shaq Fu or something, where like it's just kind of bonkers and fun.
Yeah.
You know, this is just, it is fails on every level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm led to believe that every level has a pun title.
Okay.
So there's like Claws for Alarm.
Yeah. That's the first level, I think.
Yes. And, I never got beyond the first level. So have fun.
The second level is like Litter Blocks. And then the third level is like, I don't know.
Man. And I like a pun title, Gary.
Yeah, I love puns. Yeah. Like, I can handle a pun.
Did you ever play Dynamite Heady?
No.
Give it a shot.
Is that treasure?
I believe.
Let me find out before I say bad information. Let me find out before I say bad information. I am sorry.
It's fine. Don't worry. This is we're off the cuff. Yeah.
I'm just
Treasure, publisher, Sega.
Okay. Yeah. That's one of the few treasure games I haven't played because I like treasure.
Yeah.
But I always thought it looked like a dumb like mascot thing and didn't, you know, I lumped it in with Vector Man, which is also an okay game, but like I don't feel like you have to seek out Vector Man in this day and age. Like you're okay if you missed Vector Man. It was good for the time.
Yeah. Dynamite Heady, it is dumb, it is mascot, but there is a little bit of that animaniacness to it.
Yeah, I believe it. Treasure is a high quality.
Yeah.
You know, so I just check that out instead of this again.
Yeah.
I won't play Bubsy 3D.
I just thought of the most apt way to describe Heady. It is the garbage Sega Kid version of Kirby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Because you have different different powers. You get different heads that do different things.
Yeah. Isn't that Kid Cool? Is the garbage Sega Kid version of Kirby?
No.
Because he gets different. Or what's that kid who gets the helmets?
Alex Kidd?
No. There's like a game, I thought we played it for the show, where you get different helmets. You get like a samurai helmet and you get a football helmet.
I don't know.
Yeah, if not, I think someone's actually suggested it for Watch Out for Fireballs, but it is not quite, like, it's good, but it's not.
Oh, Kid Samson.
Samson.
What?
Are you thinking of Little Samson?
Yeah, Little Samson. Kid,
yeah, that's a, Little Samson's like a weird Capcom NES game.
Okay.
This is, it might be Kid Cool.
Okay.
So.
Well, Kid Cool is the one where, like, you run and jump too fast. I don't remember any powers.
Oh, well, shit. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
I'm sorry. It doesn't matter. Okay, so Sam Bear.
Uh-huh.
And Holland Hume.
Yes.
Yeah, they fuckos.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck yourself, guys.
Yeah, like.
Do they have anything to say about it?
Sit in a corner and think about what you've done.
Yeah.
I mean, Holland says, you guys ask for it. A smiley face.
Okay.
And then he says, didn't realize PS1 game. Sam says, didn't realize PS1 games were okay for abject suffering. Hope no one else has suggested this yet.
Yeah.
You were beaten to the punch, but like not by much.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You guys both win. whoever wins, we lose.
Yeah.
Abject suffering. So what are we doing next time?
Next time we are playing Platoon for the NES.
Okay.
Yep.
That's weird. What will come out during that is I've never seen the movie Platoon.
Oh.
So I assume that you have seen it. So it was going to be, that was going to be difficult. I watched some clips in advance, but I'm looking at the cover of it now. And I love it. It's like Platoon, the first casualty of war is innocence. Yeah. And yes, like super happy fun. Like it's just got, what's his head?
Willem Dafoe.
Yep. Yeah, Willem Dafoe just dying.
Getting gunned down from a helicopter.
This is like the best NES cover it's ever been.
Yep.
So that's at least good.
Yeah.
If you like the show, you should rate and review it.
Mm-hmm.
And you should become our patron on Patreon.
Yeah.
patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all the admin.
That is all the admin. So what should they watch out for until next time, Cole?
I'm just gonna leave our audience with like a little bit of advice. Okay.
Okay.
Like there are games that have these reputations that are like are just so bad. Like, don't just take that on face level. Sometimes you just have to remind yourself how bad they can possibly be. Like, so maybe check these things out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, like it is bad in a way that is hard to express.
Yeah,
you know. So at the very least, like you can feel like a new way that games can be bad by playing this, which like, you know, that's a good use of your time.
Yeah,
it's a novel experience.
It just like it's almost like zeroing out your shaver, like your electric razor.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Like you have to find bottom again before you can appreciate what top is.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So in the end, Abject Suffering heartily recommends Bubsy 3D for the PlayStation 1.
Seek misery, so the games might be mended.
Yep.